Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, He Who Finds a Wife. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. But first, the prank. Come on, Drew,
nephew,
what
ain't
you got?
Here, but I'll step in for the nephew. Here it is. Just because, you know, this goes along with your strawberry letter, Shirley. He who finds a wife. Well, the prank is me and my Jesus. Yeah. Me and my Jesus. Come on, Kat.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach a sister. How you doing? I'm giving you a call on behalf of Baptist Church. You are a member there, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling you. Some of the members have gotten together and had a meeting and wanted me to give you a call. It seems that a lot of them are complaining about Sunday services that go on and wanted for me to give you a call on their behalf, so that we can see if we can address the problem and talk to you diligently as possible and try to get the problem rectified.
What's going on?
Well, it seems like that a lot of members are complaining.
I'm sorry, and what is your name again?
My name is ma'am. I'm not actually a member of the church. I've just been the one that they've been asked to give you a call and try to talk on the members' behalf so maybe we can get this problem rectify that they have as far as you are concerned.
Now, okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to see what this is in regards to. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like the members of the church are complaining about that you're doing too much shouting at church on Sunday, and it seems to be going on every Sunday. You're running up and down the aisle, and you're shouting all over the place. And it's
I've been singled out about my shouting? Is that what you're saying?
Well, evidently it's distracting, ma'am. You're distracting everyone from getting the word and listening to the word and being involved in the service. And that's the purpose of the call, is to see if we can get you to tone it down some.
Okay, so the whole church is complaining about me shouting the way people run up and down them aisles every Sunday and almost turn cartwheels and flips, and they singling me out complaining about me?
Well, ma'am, I don't know how it is that you can see everybody else doing cartwheels when you're the one that they say is the one that's doing them.
How am I being singled out?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that they saying that you're doing too much shouting and too much running at this church. Now, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, well, they can't tell me how to shout. They can't tell me what's going on in my life, what's going to keep me from praising God.
They
can go somewhere else with that, but they are not going to tell me that I can't praise my God. They don't know how good God has been to me.
And you know what? I understand that. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but it's becoming a distraction. I mean, they was at the point last night talking about, should we put some seatbelts on the pews so you can stay down?
I wish they would put some seatbelts. How are they going to tell people they can't shout in church and praise God? What do we come to church for?
Well, you do come to...
They need to be trying to praise God and get their own shout on and stop looking at me and worrying about what I'm doing.
We're going to need you to quit running up and down these aisles and doing
what you... I'm sorry, sir. You know, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying my best. Oh, Jesus. Sir, that's not happening. You can't tell me I got to stop shouting.
Okay, ma'am, but let me ask you something. Are you running now? Aren't you just standing still talking?
No, because I don't have to run right now.
Okay, what I'm trying to get you to do...
This street right now, I can run up and down this street and praise God, but they're not gonna tell me to stop shouting at church.
Can we get you to be a little bit more reserved? Is what we see, ma'am. Let me go ahead and go further on what they do.
I move how the spirit moves.
Okay, well, let me move and tell you what they've told me. Now,
go ahead. What they told you.
If we can't get to the point where you can, you know, tone it down, then we may have to ask you to leave.
Let them ask me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, let them ask me, why would they want me to leave the church? I've been at that church for 15 years. I'm not leaving the church. I'm going to run up and down around the church. I'm going to even turn me some flips wherever I feel like it.
Now, listen.
That's all I'm – okay, go ahead.
I am going to be there on Sunday, ma'am, and I have been the person that's been appointed to make sure that you're not running up and down these aisles and shouting like this. You have to keep yourself reserved so people can hear the word of God. You are standing in people's word. That's what you're doing. You're in the way
of. You know what? If they come trying to sit me down, I'm going to give them a word, and it ain't going to be a God.
So,
now, let them put their hands up on me here.
Now, listen.
I'm telling you that now.
You
could say, I haven't been in that church 15 years. If I want to run, dance, shout, jump, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. Ain't nobody going to stop me.
You're going to have to stop this. This past Sunday was your last Sunday doing it, and you're
watch
not going to do it this Sunday.
Like I said, just watch. And I'm telling you, can tell the urchins, the deacon boys, the deaconess, the minister's wives, or whoever else you want to tell, let them put their hands on me and see if I don't swing on them. I'm going to come right up out the spirit and swing on them. I'm telling you that now. Because, see, sir, you done really pushed me. I done tried my
Well, let me ask you this here.
I tried to show that I'm saved and delivered, but you making me revert back to my own ways, and you really finna me off. That's what you finna do.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. Where is the God at right now in you? Where is the one that's...
Right here? The God was in me when I was trying to be calm with you at first to tell you don't be calling me with this foolishness. But now you done made the other side of me raise up.
Well, you done raised it up in...
You
done raised it up in me, too. Guess what? Come Sunday, you're gonna sit your... in that pew, and you ain't gonna
move. You know, you call yourself a man of God, you cuss me tomorrow, sit my in the pew. Okay, all right, we're gonna see how well my sit in that pew. Matter of fact, first thing Sunday morning, I'm going to pastor. Oh, yeah, and your deacon, whoever you are, whatever your name is, I'm gonna tell him about it. Y'all better, however, get you my number, you need to lose it.
I would be talking to pastor myself and letting him know about this situation. You don't talk,
you don't. Pastor, we can call pastor right now.
You don't talk to pastor. I talk to pastor.
I talk to pastor. I've been at this church 15 years. Like I said, now tell me, Jesus.
Now, see, just like this here. You see how you calling
Jesus,
on him and you standing?
Jesus. Yeah, because I'm calling on him to keep me from just really going and cuss you out right now because you done really hit my nerve.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
Well, you know what? You better say it real quick because you finna talk to this operator.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girl.
I'm gonna kick my butt. Lord. Y'all see, you had me up here cursing on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I got one more thing, baby. Let me ask you something. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Steve Steve Harvey morning show, baby.
See, we ain't finna have all this running through the church, you know. See, we ain't finna have all that.
You play too much.
Need you to be a little more reserved.
Right. She said, if I want to run, jump, and flip, I do it.
She said, Jesus.
But somebody call you with that one, though.
Yes.
I'm what? She said, well, what is we going down to the church for?
Right.
You don't know how good God been to me.
Uh-huh.
You keep on with this foolishness.
Jesus.
I'm going to pastor.
I told y'all Christians know how to cuss real good. They really know how to cuss. They do. Mm. All of them. Every last one of them.
I can tell you for a fact.
We weren't always Christian.
I am a Christian. And I... I've cut back, if that's what you think it is, but
and that's, you cut back?
Oh, I've cut back.
Really?
I've cut. Oh, this is cut back. This is the save version.
I'm
telling you right now, man, y'all, Junior.
Oh, I ain't never known you but to be saved.
Well, here it is.
It was the cut back line.
And you know what I don't do, man? I don't even listen to people. People talking about, I don't know how you call yourself saved. Same way you call yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's it. All right.
Same way you call yourself saved. Exactly how I call mine.
All right. Thank you, Junior N for Nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, he who finds a wife. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday.
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.